The Democratic National Committee's Rules Group meets today to finalize the process for a virtual roll call to be held August 7th, which is just 2 weeks from today. Delegates will be asked to select a nominee before next month's convention in Chicago. But how come? What's the rush? Let's ask DNC Chair Jamie Harrison. He is with us now. Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. Good morning to you.
So I understand that this virtual roll call was the DNC's plan before Biden dropped out of the race. And it's my understanding that the online roll call was originally planned to meet an August 7th deadline to be eligible for the Ohio ballot. But lawmakers moved that deadline back to September 1st. So why is this still necessary?
Well, if you take a look at the Ohio law, instead of making the change effective immediately, they decided not to do that. The law does not become effective until September 1. Hmm. So in essence, from August 7th to September 1, we would be in non-compliance. And we've just heard recently from Speaker Johnson, who has said that they are getting ready, the MAGA Republicans, to sue the DNC on these issues of ballot access. So we don't want to disenfranchise the Democratic voters in Ohio. We don't want to complicate their process. We don't want to be caught in courtrooms with MAGA judges not knowing what the end result is going to be. And that's why we decided to move up our process back in May, because we're not playing those games. We're going to be on the ballot in all 50 states. We're not leaving it up to chance or MAGA Republicans to make that determination.
Okay, so you feel like it's sort of legally ambiguous, and this is sort of to forestall any problems. But of course, you know why I'm asking. I mean, no major Democrat has come out to challenge Vice President Kamala Harris for the nomination. But the fact that the DNC has coalesced around her so quickly has already become a GOP talking point. There was the suggestion to hold some kind of mini primary, so it's a more competitive process. Is that a possibility? Why not do that?
Well, we're using a process that's within our rules. In essence, even if we were to do a floor vote at the convention, these are the exact same steps we would take. The only difference is there's a virtual vote instead of being on the floor vote. So folks have to get us a certain threshold. So step one is today, where the Rules Committee will establish the rules and the process. Step two happens in terms of if you are a duly legal qualified person to run for president, you have to file a formal declaration of candidacy, and you have to secure 300 delegate signatures in order to get on the ballot. That's the same thing you would have to do if we were live and in person on the floor in Chicago. And so it's open. It's transparent. That is the process that we've always had in the books and that we've always utilized. And now people just have to meet that threshold.
Are you worried at all that this could set a precedent that discourages voters from participating in primaries in the future? Because that generally is how you build excitement, momentum, and a, I don't know, what do you call it, a mandate for the candidate. Do you have any worries about that?
Well, Michelle, we went through the primary process, but at this point, we don't have time to go back to 50 states, D.C., the territories, and to start that process all over again. And you, as you know, elections are run and conducted in states by the election commissions in those states. It is a pricey process, and it takes a long time in order to pull all of those things together. We don't have that time frame at this point. But 14 million people have already voted, and many of them voted for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris in this process. And now it moves to the next phase, which is because of those votes, they have delegates in those states that will now help us move this nomination process.
Okay. Forward. Before we let you go, I just wanted to know what's on your mind right now? Like, what's keeping you up at night? So much has happened in the last couple of days. I mean, there was an assassination attempt on the former president, and we know that the current president, Joe Biden, was on the shooter's kind of list of things that he was kind of thinking about and all the change at the top. Like, what's on your mind?
No, you know, it's an unsettling time as it relates to the political violence that we see. And we as a country need to come together to make sure that we stop that. But our number one goal is to make sure that we educate people about Project 2025 and Donald Trump's disastrous attempts to rip away the freedoms of the American people.
All right. That is Jamie Harrison. He's the chairman of the Democratic National Committee. Mr. Chairman, thanks for joining us once again.
Thank you.